This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. Do you ever get discouraged or disappointed? As you read the Bible, you'll notice every once in a while a Bible character shows signs of being discouraged or disappointed. Three times in Psalm 42 and 43, the psalmist asks himself, "Why are you downcast, O my soul? Why so disturbed within me?" These words describe feelings of a discouraged, disappointed heart that feels abandoned and vulnerable before an enemy. When this happens to us, we are tempted to impulsively respond negatively to challenges that come our way. Take Moses, for example. He exhibited faithful obedience while leading a stiff-necked, rebellious people through a desert toward the Promised Land. Time and again, he responded to their complaints by interceding before God in their behalf. Finally, when confronted with yet another complaint by the people of not having water to drink, he and Aaron went before the Lord, who instructed them how he would provide water. "Take the staff, speak to that rock before their eyes, and it will pour out its water." So Moses took the staff and said to them, "Listen, you rebels, must we bring you water out of this rock?" Then Moses raised his arm and struck the rock twice with his staff, instead of speaking to the rock. Numbers 20. Because of this disobedience, God didn't let Moses enter the Promised Land. The danger of discouragement and disappointment after years of faithful obedience is to impulsively react in disobedience to yet another test. Note, unintended consequences often follow such an outburst. So commit to finishing well.